You can't get corn via Uber. I don't know, maybe you can, but you can, of course, get corn here at the fair. A trip to the Wisconsin State Fair wouldn't be complete without a cob of roasted buttery corn. It's available at a lot of places here on the grounds. You have Adeline's corn, you have corn dogs and chicken on a stick, you have El Jefe roasted corn, you have George's Fun Foods, and of course, the signature booth, the New Berlin Lions Club Corn Roast. It's right on Central Avenue and like 2nd Street. And joining us today to open the upswing is the corn captain himself of the New Berlin Lions Club Corn Roast, Richard Guido Nuccio. Guido, welcome to the upswing.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Appreciate it, you having me here. Yes, the New Berlin Lions Corn Roast has been around for quite a long time. Since 1960, we've been here. Wow. We started off as a local corn roast in Butler, Wisconsin, and decided to come here. And the when we came here, we were probably selling maybe about, you know, maybe 20,000 ears of corn or something like that. But now we're up to, we average typically like around 100,000.
Okay.
Sometimes we're a little bit under.
And the corn's brought in fresh every evening?
Yes.
And the Lions Club goes through what you said, 100,000 ears of corn throughout the fair?
Sure.
Wow. So you got to tell me, I know we want to talk about the organization and what you're doing and costs and structure, but how does a guy get named Guido get the corn captain job at the state fair?
Okay, well, first off, my name is Richard Nuccio, okay?
All right.
And what happened was that in the club, we have people that just kind of give out nicknames.
Okay.
Since I'm classified ancestry-wise as Italian.
All right.
And we went over to Sicily to look at my ancestors and all that kind of stuff. But he gave me a nickname of Guido.
Okay.
And so it kind of stuck with me. And so that's what they call me when I'm in Lions or at the state fair, that kind of thing. But my name is really Richard.
All right. I love it. Richard, Guido, whatever we're going to call you, we love the corn, and it is a staple here at State Fair Park. So prices. So you have a target sales number each and every day, and what have prices looked like through the years? I know I look back to like 2018, and it was like $3.50 for a cob of corn. How has that changed through the years?
Okay. Well, I've been here for 20 years working at the corn roast, and when I came on, it was $2.50. And it was less than that, obviously, in previous years.
Uh-huh.
And since that period of time, we've grown to, let's say, $4 an ear of corn. We're still pretty inexpensive in terms of what you can get for $4. There's been talk about $5, but we wanted to keep it at $4 because it seems just to be a little bit more affordable that way. So that's the reason behind the prices. Do we have any target sales? In terms of dollars, not really.
Okay.
But in terms of sales of corn, we like to hit 100,000. That's kind of like our magic number.
Okay. And all the money, obviously, is going to a great cause. We're going to talk about that. And also, I want to discuss our cobs outselling the corn in a cup and what that process looks like here at the fair. We are talking to the New Berlin Lions Club. This is The Upswing. You're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. We are broadcasting live at the Bank 59 Studios here at the Wisconsin State Fair. After the show, I'm looking forward to my lunch. Yesterday, I went with the sliders from our good partner here. Today, I think I'm just going cheese curds. You know, cheese curds always make a great lunch. Lefts, they also own Revere's out in Lake Country. It's great. The cheese curds at either place are wonderful, and here at the State Fair are perfect. We're thankful for the good people at Lefts Miller Lite Sports Bar and Grill, located right on the Grandstand Avenue and 2nd Street. Live music there every day at noon, 3:45 and 8:15. Other highlights on the menu include the Nashville Hot House Fried Chicken and Waffles on a Stick, S'mores Waffle, and the Summer Ceviche Mocktail. That is Lefts right here at the Wisconsin State Fair. I think Chris Leffler, the owner and founder of Lefts, may join us on the Upswing on Friday. I'm still trying to get through his busy schedule, but there's a good chance Chris may stop by on Friday. So, Richard, back with us, talking about all things corn and the Wisconsin Lions Foundation, as well as the New Berlin Lions Club corn booth here at the State Fair. So you do corn in cups now, right? How is that? How are people taking to that? Is that more of a kids thing, or is it just kind of a fun technology thing? I know you have the machine from MSOE that strips the corn on the cob and puts it right in the buckets for you.
Okay. It, but actually we take manually and put it into the cups. In terms of sales, corn on the cob certainly still exceeds corn in the cup.
Okay.
By a long shot, it really does.
It's hard to break tradition. It really is.
But people, kids, yes, that's a group of population, people that have it that way. But also adults that have maybe dentures or have fragile teeth or something like that, they're the ones that consume that as well.
Okay.
And the corn is sweet and tender, which is good for them.
Yeah.
And we get it from like Awesome Sweet Corn. So that's the company up in Randolph.
Right, okay.
So it's Wisconsin corn.
Yeah, Wisconsin corn, that's right. All right, and that you've been sourcing it from that Randolph farm for years.
For only five years.
5 years? Okay, all right.
It's our fifth year, yes.
Well, I've had a couple years of corn already from you, and it's been amazing. It's wonderful.
Well, good.
So let's talk a little bit about the free eye screenings for children and how it's connected to the Wisconsin Lions Foundation. Right next to the booth, what's that process? And tell us all about the history there.
Okay. Well, the history starts back in about 1925 with Helen Keller. And she went to Lions Club International, the big international organization, and said, how would you like to become Knights of the Blind? Hmm. So that's where that all started. And so since then, our mission and focus has been on the blind, and then it extends over to the, you know, the handicapped, the deaf, you know, lots of those kinds of organizations. So one of the things that we do, something that we decided to accomplish, is to put together a trailer and do a vision screening.
Hmm.
So we do that here at the fair, as well as other areas locally in southeast Wisconsin.
And another thing Lions Club is known for, you recycle over 1 million pairs of eyeglasses each year and provide hearing aids for people with low incomes. That's a big part of the mission as well.
Right. And including the veterans, homeless, food pantry for people that can't afford food. We have Thanksgiving baskets for a group of people, Easter baskets, that kind of thing, so that they can have something, you know, reasonably good to eat. We do shoe collections. We have a stash of funds that we have for in case like there's a tsunami mm-hmm. someplace else, mm-hmm. you know, in the world or something like that, that we give to other Lions clubs in those areas. So there's no overhead. You know, it's just from one Lions club to another Lions club.
Hey, a lot of passion, a lot of volunteers from all over. Yesterday, I talked to many of the volunteers at the booth, and a lot of people just really energetic and passionate to be. At the booth and to be given back. So where does all the money raised go to and how is it distributed?
Okay. Well, we raised, last year we gave away $138,000 to over 55 organizations, charities, that kind of thing. So like Beyond Vision is one, Wisconsin Eye Bank is another, just the homeless, food pantries, a variety of organizations that need help, and they desperately need help. And you think as much as you help them, they still need more.
Yeah.
And so we do all we can. So we also do civic functions in addition to just giving away money. So like we participate in, let's say, the Milwaukee River Keepers. Mm-hmm. Transport eyes, so we have like the Wisconsin Eye Bank. We will help transport, you know, actual eyes to the hospitals, mm-hmm. that kind of thing.
All right, yeah, it is a beautiful day for corn. I would highly suggest getting to the New Berlin Lions Club corn roast today. Richard Guido Nuccio, thank you for your time. All the best in your corn captainship for the rest of the fair. It's a great place. I love the energy there, and it looks beautiful. So congratulations to you and your team.